堂听 class.com。
I hang around in LA sometimes. I've just been in Europe. They write to me and they tell me what kind of music is going on here. And they tell me a lot of disco, a lot of love tunes. What are you playing?
Everything.
Well, I don't write a lot of love tunes because...
Yeah, Hal, once again, how would you describe the kind of music that you play?
Well, my music mirrors life. Life is bitter, man, so my tunes reflect that bitterness.
Has it always been bitter?
Well, has life always been bitter? What do you want to do? Get philosophical and judgmental with me? What? My tunes imitate reality. That's all there is to it.
But don't you feel that there's some happiness in this world as well?
Yeah, for example, my wife just left me, and, now I...
I didn't know you were married.
Yeah, I was married twice. This is my second wife.
Oh.
Got two kids, and she just left me. At first I was all broken up, wrote a whole bunch of tunes, and now I'm sort of happy she's gone. I haven't written anything.
Do you feel that you've changed as a human being?
Yeah, I was just...
After?
Going to say that. I've gotten more human, you know. Once your wife leaves you, then twice she leaves you. Man. Well, I don't think I'll do it a third time, but twice is enough. I just feel more human now after she left me two times.
Are you still suffering from the heartaches of loss?
Well, I wish if I were, then I'd be productive. I'd be writing a lot of tunes. Now, you know, I've just accepted it. You know, she's gone, that's all there is to it.
What was this inspiration you were talking about that sent you back to L.A.?
Well, I heard there was an earthquake coming. I just felt there was an earthquake coming. How about you? What sent you over here? What are you doing here, man?
I work here.
You work? How come you put on those disco tunes and those love songs?
We try to satisfy the public.
Yeah, but don't you realize that you shape public opinion, man? You put on those love songs, and then all the girls, they get mushy and stuff, and...
Well, I would argue that we play what the public likes to hear.
Well, how do you know that? What do you do after you get out of here?
They call us up, and we're inundated with requests for these kinds of songs.
But they don't ask for any of my tunes. They just ask you for the tunes that you keep playing, you know? And if you don't get the payola, if the record companies don't give you that money, man...
Well, sometimes it becomes a vicious circle, and we do have special...
That's what I'm talking about.
Programs in which we do play your music.
Well, I never... Okay. I'll put it on. Okay, I'm sorry. All right, there.
Please don't get upset.
Okay, so sometimes I want it. I want my fans to write me that they're hearing my songs on the radio. But they write me to the contrary. We don't hear any of your music on ICR, whatever it is.
I believe that at one time your music was banned here.
Well, look, I told you, my music imitates life. The chick leaves me. I write a bunch of tunes. If you don't like it, then lump it.
Do you see an evolutionary process in your music?
Well, my fans pay $25 a ticket, and every year that goes up $5, so I see a little bit of evolution.
Financially, are you doing well? Are you well off?
Well, the last time I bought a pair of jeans was the last time I visited Hong Kong. How about you? How are you doing?
Not bad. Of course, we're underpaid, but it's an occupational hazard.
I just don't understand why you're prying into my personal life, why you're prying into my financial situation.
Well, I believe that it's very important to understand the artist in all aspects in order to understand the music.
Yeah, you're right the first time, and the assets. You want to know about my assets, don't you?
What are your assets? I understand you have quite a large holding throughout the world.
Well, I had quite a large holding in L.A., but they just had an earthquake there.
And did it do substantial damage to your...
Well, you see, I'm not holding anything now. Just holding this water you gave me, and it's pretty warm. How come you...
We like warm water.
Drink warm water.
It's more sanitary.
Well, it's summertime, man. You need an ice cube in here.
Warm water in the summer cools you.
Well, I don't understand that kind of logic, but this warm water needs an ice cube. You know I'm from the high-tech world. I'm from America. Where are you from?
America.
I see. Well, I don't know why you're... How long have you been here?
Many years. What about you? Do you plan to come back to Taiwan?
No, you see, I do it on a case-by-case, invitation-by-invitation. A lot of record companies write me, and a lot of foreign radio places write me, and my fans tell me, hey, feel, there's no good music happening here. None of your tunes are getting on the air. Well, I fear a moral obligation to get on the plane and get the hell over here, because I don't know what you guys are doing. You must be taking that payola, and I don't know what form it comes in. Money, or cars, or drugs, or women. I don't know. And you take in the payola, and the rest of us guys who are over there working our asses off, touring. Hard work. I mean, Elvis Presley just died. He led a hard life. He died for his sins, man. His mother was a singer. His father was a singer. Everyone in his family sung.
And what about your family? Do they sing?
No. My mother appreciates that I sing, though. She's pretty well off now.
And does she, come with you on these tours?
Well, occasionally. Oh, no. Never on the tours, but occasionally she comes.
Excuse me,
How about your mother?
I must ask you to, restrain yourself somewhat, and this is live.
Oh, live what?
Well, anyway, getting on to another topic. Once again, can I request for you to play another song?
Well, you know I've been here about, I don't know, how long I've been here in the studio, but I got the bus over here.
Well, we sent you a limo to pick you up.
Well, there was no limo when I got there. The only thing I saw was a customs man, and he took my guitars, and he gave me a...
Why did he take your guitars?
They smelled funny to him. I don't know, he was...
How did they smell to you?
Well, they're my guitars, man. I don't know. A lot of guys in my band have died. And sometimes they smoke some strange stuff, and they spilled some stuff on my guitar. I don't know what they got going. I don't pry into people's business, and I don't know why you do.
It's my job. And so, how long do you plan to stay in Taiwan?
Well, I told you. I've got two concerts happening, and I don't feel like playing any music now, because I was on that bus a long time, and the customs man gave me a bad deal.
But you have a concert for tonight, don't you?
Well, I'm pretty bummed out, and I don't know my fans paid a lot of money, but I just don't feel like playing tunes now.
How will you feel at the time of the concert?
Well, maybe I'll show, maybe I won't, and if I don't, that's your problem.
But don't you think you owe a responsibility to the people who paid to see you?
Nope. I think I have a responsibility to myself. That's all.
Don't you think that's a bit selfish?
Well, whether it's selfish or not selfish, or it's not selfish or it's not selfish... I don't get into those questions. But you know, if I don't feel like playing, then nobody's happy. And if I play when I don't feel like playing, then nobody's happy. So I don't see why I should play when I don't feel like playing.
And what will you do about the money that people paid?
I suppose I won't get any money. I won't make any money. But maybe I'll feel like playing tomorrow night. Maybe I'll feel like playing in another minute. I don't know. But I'm pretty much bummed out because of those custom dudes. You know? And they took my guitars. My guitars are handmade. Handmade! Virgin girls from Pennsylvania came down from the Appalachian Trails, and they polished that fine pine wood on their thighs. And they roll that hickory on their virgin calves. And they make those guitars. And I buy them. And they're expensive. And the customs man took them.
I'm sure they'll be returned to you when you leave the country.
I don't want to get into your personal life. But you've got kids, and I've got guitars. It's as easy as that.
Well, I don't think you should be prejudiced towards the country just because of your experience with the custom officers. As you know from your various experiences throughout the world's airports, that the custom officers always tend to be somewhat of a pain.
But you know, usually they know I'm coming, for example. I just came back from Europe. They knew I was leaving. They said, "Phil, we're sorry to see you go." And for example, I just flew the Concorde back here. They rolled out the red carpet. I mean, they really, man, they rolled out the red carpet for me. And, well, I couldn't walk very well, so they had a wheelchair waiting for me.
The wheelchair? Why couldn't you walk?
Well, you know, that's my personal again. And I just, well, me and the boys, well, you know, Danny just died a couple of months ago, and...
He was your drummer, wasn't he?
No, man, you keep playing those love songs. He was the rhythm guitar player, and after he died, well... You know, we played the songs he wrote, and we start feeling nostalgia.
who does write the songs? I thought you were solely responsible for both the music and the lyrics.
No, I might be responsible for it, but it depends. Who gets the highest? Whoever feels the best and has got something to write about, then they write the tunes, and you know, we take it from there.
You seem to have a high need for privacy. Where do you go when you need to be truly alone?
Well, sometimes I go down to Kaohsiung, and sometimes I go to Hualien.
You've never really been there, have you?
No, in fact, on the way over here, I was sitting on top of that 747 in the sleeper fare. My travel agent paid a lot of money. You know, you've got the economy, that's probably the way to go. Then you've got first class. I'm sure you never went that way. And then the guys who are beyond first class, they sleep upstairs.
Oh, I see. On my pay, obviously, I go economy.
What? Well, anyway, I was sleeping upstairs. That's for us guys who got some cash to spend. And I was sleeping up there and reading some letters from my fans. One fan was from that Hualien, and the other fan was from Kaohsiung. And they said that you guys on the radio have been denying them my songs. And I've got to come here, half the world away, and fight for those people because of you and your stinking manager.
And you say you may not feel like playing tonight.
I'm getting more in the mood for it now. But where is your manager? Is he around now?
No, he's taking a coffee break.
Yeah, well, they write me that his wife left him. And I can dig that. My wife left me 2 times, but you know his wife left him. And they say that now he's got this attitude that if he plays a lot of lung songs on the radio, that she'll come back to him. You know, and I just find that offensive. Because I don't write love songs. I can't relate to it, man.
You say your music is a mirror to the world. Do you believe that there is love in the world?
Well, I don't know.
You married twice. You must have believed that there was something there.
I don't want to talk about that. A lot of the guys in the band died. You know, they loved a lot of things. Women, drugs, alcohol. I notice you've been smoking a lot. But everybody loves a lot of things, you know. And everybody dies. So what do you want me to talk about?
Your music. It has been criticized for advocating a certain lifestyle, which many have attacked as being immoral. How do you respond to that?
Uh-huh. If you tell me more, I can understand what my fans are talking about. I get so many letters, and they keep telling me that you just don't play my music.
Where in the world do you think you're the most popular?
Why don't you want to play my music here?
We do, as often as we can.
They tell me they always listen to the radio, and they never hear my music, and that your manager just wants to play love tunes.
I think you should turn on the radio one night while you're here and listen to our station. I'm sure you'll form a different opinion of us.
Well, I don't have time for that.
After all, we've invited you here.
Well, man, what does that mean?
That we appreciate your music, and that we would like others to appreciate it as well.
Hold on, I was talking. I can't understand that. You could invite me here for appreciating my music if you don't listen to my music. Yeah, I have a little problem with that argument.
Were you drinking heavily on the flight over?
I told you, they've got the economy class and those guys, I'm pretty sure they've got to pay for alcohol. Then they've got first class, and I think they don't have to pay for alcohol, and they can get all they want to drink. Maybe someday you can sit there if you behave yourself. And then I was sleeping upstairs because, you know, my tour travel agent dude, he's been booking these things for me, and I've been playing in Switzerland and Italy, wherever my fans want me to come. And I was sleeping upstairs, so I wasn't drinking, all right?
How long was the flight?
It was long time. It was too long.
Have you recovered from the shock of the earthquakes?
It's a pretty bad scene, man. My neighbor is a lawyer, and he had his arm hanging out the building. The whole building came falling down. They had him in the morgue, and I had to come down and identify him.
And you find that amusing?
He was just always asking a lot of people for a lot of money, you know. Like they had a divorce happening, and he just wanted an arm and a leg. And I thought it was funny that the earthquake happens to get his arm cut off.
He didn't by any chance represent your former wife, did he?
No, I did say that he had his dick cut off. How about you? Are you happily married?
Right.
Well, there's a lot of women in Taiwan. Most of my fans are women, and most of them are unmarried. How come you're happily married?
Because I found one of the happily unmarried ones.
Hmm.
And what do you think of the women in here in Taiwan?
Well, you know, you said you sent a limo. You said you've invited me here. You said a lot of things. You've asked me a lot of questions. But I got on the airplane bus after I got out of those customs guys. I was treated rudely. But on the bus, they had a lot of girls there, and they were all wearing leather and short skirts. And one girl was tied in the back seat. They wanted me to sit back there, and I said, well...
How do you deal with overzealous fans?
I got some bodyguards. You know, one of my bodyguards plays that kung fu stuff you play over here. He takes care of the girls for me. How about you? Have you taken care of your fans? You play that love music?
I have no fans.
You say people call you on the radio and they request songs.
To listen to certain music, sure.
Well...
What time is your concert tonight?
Well, it was 8 o'clock, and it's a little after 8, man.
Well?
You're asking me, don't I feel guilty about it?
Well, do you think you will be playing? I'm sure the people listening to us tonight are very interested in finding out if you plan to play this evening.
Well, you're asking me, don't I feel guilty about not playing, and you're the one who's keeping me from playing.
So, are you on your way over there now?
I was thinking of going over and playing because a lot of my fans bought the tickets.
How about you? What are you doing? Are you going to go play with yourself?
No, I actually plan to go and watch you play with yourself. I mean, play with your guitar.
Number 21. Talking about birth control in Taiwan.
Today we are very honored to have with us the Minister of Public Morality, Mr. John Fei. How do you do, Mr. Fei? It's a pleasure having you here with us.
Thank you, thank you. Okay, okay. Thank you, gentlemen. Sit down. Thank you for inviting me to AIT. It's been my privilege to come here. What would you like to talk about today? You know, I just got assigned to this position. I'm your vice minister. What is that, Minister Vice or Vice Minister?
Minister of Public Morality, we were told.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm the Minister of Vice. What would you like to know?
Well, we were told that you will be shortly heading a commission.
Yeah.
Dealing with sexual morality here on Taiwan.
Yes, sir.
And could you tell us what preliminary work you've done?
Yes, sir. I've got my bachelor's degree from the University of Missouri, and I did a lot of work there, sir. But I took all the tests to get into the government, and I passed the minimum rate.
Mr. Fei, I was referring to the commission.
Yes, sir. Our commission now has been doing economical studies and population studies, and we've been trying to figure out just what the mortality and fatality and casualty rate is.
Please, try to be serious. We have a distinguished audience here with us, and I think it's necessary for you to maintain a certain amount of decorum.
Fucking hey, I'm just...
Please, we understand that you are new at this post, but please...
I'm new, and I'm a junior member.
A junior member? Sir, we had expected the minister.
Sir, the United States government ministers are not just appointed to come to Taiwan at the will of your wisp, sir. And when I came here, it was because my president told me. He said, Johnny, you get your ass down there, and you go tell them about what's happening with birth control. So, sir, I came here to talk to you about birth control.
Birth control? Is that one of the concerns of your commission?
Yes, sir, it's one of the concerns. And let me tell you this, sir, because this area isn't our major concern.
And why is that?
Well, you know I've been here for only a few hours, and I've been down to your snake alley there. And I've seen a lot of things creeping and crawling in my life, but boy, oh boy, that place has them. They've got them all in one corner.
It is a particular sore spot in our community. We understand.
Hey, I think I saw you there. Next question, please.
As moderator, I would like to ask Mr. Fei, the low-level minister of public morality...
Sir, you slander me. It's not low-level, it's entry-level, sir.
Excuse me, there was a problem in translation.
That's entry-level. I'm the entry-level minister of public morality. It's true, but I've done a lot of work in my past time.
We're not really concerned about your past at this moment. We would like to deal specifically with the problems of sexual morality here in Taiwan and what?
Okay.
The U.S.?
Okay, hold on, hold on.
Position is, excuse me, I would like to finish the question. And we would like to understand why it is that the U.S. is so particularly upset about birth control here.
You know, birth control is a serious affair, sir. Take, for example, the size of your island here. I have come over to you in a special jet, the jet of the President of the United States, and we've got some stewardesses on board. But it's nothing like I've seen here, I'm telling you. I get off the plane, and one girl puts a hula hoop around my neck, and another girl gives me a kiss.
I think that was in Hawaii.
Was that in Hawaii, or is that in here? Or is that in Guam? Well, I don't care. I came to talk to you about birth control, sir. And I want to tell you that in Taiwan, I'm telling you now, I've done the statistics. Birth control is an urgent matter. Why?
Urgent matter?
Urgent, sir. It's very urgent. Not only do you have a problem, not only does your wife have a problem, but all the people have the same problem. And do you know what the problem is, boy? That problem is population. And you know what the problem with population is?
The problem is your damn island ain't big enough.
Isn't that a rather double standard when your own president in his own country will not provide funds to clinics, to high schools, that provide education on sexual ethics and birth control methods, and you come here to us and you tell us what to do?
Sir, people voted for our president, and I say our because I know you're an American and people voted for our president. And after our president was elected, he appointed me to his low entry-level position with the Minister of Morality. And I came here to tell you the way it is, sir. And if you don't want to listen to me, okay. Then you step aside and let the audience listen. But as moderator and as narrator, you should know that I've got to tell the facts. And I've got to tell you the facts the way they are. And that's the way it is.
Please tell the facts with a little more restraint in the future.
Okay.
In this country, we believe seriously in decorum and decency.
Well, it's funny you should say that, because one of the ways I got my job was because I was a master of the Chinese way, the way that it really was back in ancient China. And I'll tell you, you know the thing that Chinese people have the most value for is family and education.
Yes.
Did you know that?
We're proud of that.
Well, you're an American, sir.
No, I believe you have that slightly wrong.
Hold on, let me...
Especially for someone who is supposed...
I have...
...to know his facts.
I have an intelligence report here, boy. And don't tell me I'm wrong, because my intelligence friends, they're never wrong. Let me look at my intelligence report now.